Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will, be entertained.
Welcome, welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
Thank you for tuning
you
in.
You heard it. Subscribe on iTunes. I mean, you got to. That's the way to do it nowadays.
You got to. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is Strange.
I think we know who you are.
This is Strange.
This is Strange.
This is Strange.
I am the Chameleon.
This is Strange.
Are you in a loop? Smack ya out of it. Oh, man. What a week.
What a week. No, what a past 2 weeks, actually.
Past couple weeks.
Past couple weeks.
Yeah, we were on a little hiatus and we're back on track.
Oh, my goodness. It is hot today.
Yeah, why is it so freaking hot? You know, it's been hot, it's been cold, it's been raining, it's been a mixture of both. It's like, I look outside, it's all like foggy, you know, forecast going on, and then it just gets super hot, and then
it's back to
rain.
You know, I really enjoyed it when it was cloudy because of the overcast. I really enjoyed it. It was just really, really cozy, and just... It's great weather to write and read and do just something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all the boring stuff, for sure.
All the intellectual stuff, actually. So that's what I did a lot of the time. And how was your weekend and past week, actually? I know you got a story.
I got a couple stories, yeah.
Yes, and then you got to tell us about that drive on your way back. Because you were out of town, and then on your way back, you came across these creepy little shacks. Like little creepy abandoned homes.
Oh.
Okay,
oh,
so yeah. Tell us about your time over up in Reno, right?
Yes. Well, yeah, it was kind of like, all right, so...
Okay, get to it and put the phone down.
Okay.
And stop being distracted.
I'm not distracted, all right? Getting our topics together here. We got everything ready. Let's do this. All right.
Smack the silliness out of you.
No, you will not. Yeah, I had my cousin. Stop it. My cousin got married,
uh-huh.
Which was really nice. It was a beautiful wedding.
That's great.
And it was a great ceremony. But I had no idea. Till I came by, how much my uncle was a number one fan. He was a number one fan. I mean,
give him a shout out.
A shout out, Uncle Robert. You're the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your support.
Yeah, definitely. But I had no idea. So I went into this, like his bedroom. He had posters on the wall. He had our first. You know, our first gatherings. I mean, our logo was up on his wall before. Like,
it was
we
on his toilet seat.
I mean, he had everything.
He'd set, right?
Yeah, toilet seat. I mean, when it flushed, it had our theme song. It was amazing. This guy is like unbelievable.
And thank you so much.
It was really cool. And I didn't even think all these things existed. And he just went out of his way to like go, you know. But no, all kidding aside, he listens and he follows up, and the rest of you should do the same. No, but it's really cool, and we had a great time. It was a great ceremony,
and
I had a few.
And you met his son that
yes.
is also a fan. And what's his name again?
His name is Jonathan. Yeah,
okay, and he's thank you very much, Jonathan,
yep.
for tuning in. We appreciate that, and thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
He's in the military.
That's right, and the army.
Same thing.
Yep. He does a great service for us, but his service is done.
Oh, that's good.
He completed his
journey. I have a friend, speaking of this, I have a friend who is, she is the creator of alltherealparts.com, and right now her husband just got deployed. So, it's just kind of going through a thing right now.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, how, the anxiety that you must feel. I mean, I'm sure after a while you just kind of get used to it and you accept the circumstance and you just understand what you signed up for. But at the same time, I feel like it would still be a little nerve-wracking.
I bet. You have no idea until you actually arrive and go through it. You're probably like, oh yeah, it's probably, I'm going to have my own bunker and this and that. I get it. But when you're actually there, you're like,
No. I'm talking about when you're like preparing yourself to see your loved one get deployed.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, I'll for sure. I get that too. Yeah. Probably it's all emotional just going through. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you don't know for sure if you'll see that person again. Until they return.
Exactly.
So
just ask Forrest Gump.
It's you never know what you're gonna get.
You never know.
But yeah, tell us a little bit about the ceremony you were mentioning. There's a lot of what?
So there was a lot. It was an open bar, like most, weddings. They kind of do that.
A lot of booze.
And it was great though. Everyone, family that I haven't seen in years, was there, and it was great to just like reconcile and to get together and catch up.
Good for you. I'm so glad you had a good time.
And so anyway, just had a great time. Did some dancing, all that good stuff.
Nice. Yeah,
it was cool.
And you were dancing on the dance floor with the old gals, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting your groove on.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah. No, it was just, the people out there that were dancing.
I know,
dancing.
We go dancing all the time. Pamela, the Catahoulas, they've been here. Pamela Clay and Bruce Bermudez.
That's right.
Great people, great musicians, and great singer Pamela is. And we dance
all the time. A lot, yeah.
We can get our groove on when they play music so much. I mean, we love their music. We're such fan of theirs.
Definitely cut a rug.
What does that mean?
We cut a rug. You never heard that term?
No, I've never heard that term.
You cut a rug because you dance.
Because you're dancing so much.
Dancing so much, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, good to know. Can there be like better sayings though? You know what I mean? Like, why does it have to be cut a rug? Or
grass is always greener on the other side.
No. This is another one too. Break a leg.
Yeah. I don't want to break a leg.
I know, it's painful, thank you.
If I break a leg, I won't be able to continue playing soccer.
I know, or
whatever.
Whatever, right.
Because they say that before, hey, break a leg. I'll be like, I play soccer, right? I can't break this leg because I'll be useless.
My team is counting on me on this leg. My whole team has bet money on my leg.
Yeah.
They're just like weird sayings that I don't understand where the origin even came from. Like, who coined these terms? Smithers, get on it. Go ahead and look it up.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre. It's pretty stupid, too.
It's weird. I'm not too sure how they break it down.
I mean, why can't it be, shine like the sun? You know what I mean? I mean, that's better. Shine like the sun.
Yeah.
Then break leg, or
what would you call that? Phrases, or are they called sayings, or what
like
are they?
Phrases, sayings, lingos, whatever it is. But yeah, something else needs to come about. Or this weird one is I don't give a rat's ass. What would you be doing with a rat's ass, anyways? Yeah. Or I couldn't care less. That means that you do care. You just could care less.
Yeah.
And then this one that I really, really loathe, because I just think it's so dumb. Never say never. You just said never, therefore the argument completely collapses on itself. You just said it.
Yeah.
And I get maybe, just people like desperate trying to sound cool, trying to sound like they have some wisdom. They really don't. I don't know. It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
But, so, go ahead. Did you find?
Well, Smithers says, come up with something here. We have 14 expressions with crazy origins that you would never have guessed.
Mm. Okay, read them, read them.
All right, so we have bite the bullet. You've heard of that one, right?
Yeah. I kind of like that one.
What do you think that means?
Like, go through it, right? You just got to get through the nitty gritty and deal with it, right?
That's what
it
exactly. means. To uh-huh. accept something difficult or unpleasant.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Like working with you in the show.
Okay, yeah, got it.
I got to bite the bullet every time.
Every time.
Every time I
so
have to
I.
deal with you.
So yeah. do I.
Keep so basically, in the olden days when doctors were short on anesthesia or time during a battle, they would ask the patient to bite down on a bullet to distract from the pain. Oh my gosh.
What the heck?
Yeah, the first recorded use of the phrase was in 1891 when someone
actually
literally
bit a bullet.
No. It was first recorded use of the phrase was in 1891 in The Light That Failed. It's some type of film or something like that. But but no, I was going to say, yeah, someone actually bit the bullet and it blew up in their mouth. But and they're like, yes, let's use that from now on. This is perfect.
And then what else you got?
So we got break the ice.
Okay.
Yep.
I get that one.
What do you think that means?
Yeah, break the ice when everything's just kind of... cold. No,
you're not actually not breaking
temperature.
Ice.
I know, not temperature wise, but just when everything's
to break off a conflict or commence a friendship.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it meant more like
I thought it was for the tension. You know, when things are kind of awkward and you're like, I'm gonna break the ice right
now. That's where
an icebreaker.
Yeah. Like we were
the
both
origin.
Essentially wrong. Okay.
Back when road transportation was not developed, ships would be the only transportation and means of trade. At times, the ships would get stuck during the winter because of ice formation. The receiving countries would send small ships to break the ice to clear way for the trade
ships.
Thank
you very much, Professor
This gesture
Woody.
Showed an affiliation. You. An understanding between two territories.
You can stop talking.
All right. We got a new one here. Butter someone up. I never really heard that one.
I've never heard that one either.
To impress someone with flattery.
Okay. Yeah. Like kissing ass.
Yeah,
okay.
I do this all the time. This was customary religious act in ancient India. In ancient India, the devout would throw buttered balls at the statues of their gods to seek favor and forgiveness.
Okay, keep going.
Mad as a hatter. The Mad Hatter.
Yeah, right? That one's easy.
To be completely crazy.
Okay, yeah, that's you.
Mm-hmm. Now you didn't already know this one because it didn't originate from Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. Its origins date from the 17th and 18th centuries, well before Lewis Carroll's book was published. In 17th century France, poisoning occurred among hat makers who used mercury for the head felt.
Oh, wow.
And the Mad Hatter disease was marked by shyness.
That is creepy. Wow.
Irritability and tremors that would make the person appear mad.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
Isn't that crazy?
That is super crazy. That is like wild. I really learned something today.
Yeah.
That blew my mind. And you know, a lot of mercury poisoning used to happen back in the days in ancient Egypt. Because everyone, you know, with the eyeliner and the makeup, they didn't know it was just mercury laced.
And you know, it's still on today. There's a lot of mercury in your cereal.
There's mercury actually
in
your
mouth.
And if you
eat too much, you can get mercury.
In your mouth, those mercury fillings are made of mercury. So it's still going on to this day. Nothing much has changed.
Nothing much has changed. Cat got your tongue?
Oh, okay. Why would the cat get my tongue? But I know what that means.
Because
when you're speechless.
Right.
You know
it just happened right now.
No.
When you're speechless. asked to a person who is at loss of words.
Yes. But I just want to add to that, because this other saying that is inaccurate, incorrect, just, and it's so overly used, is curiosity killed the cat.
Oh, yes.
Because that's not the full phrase. The full phrase is curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction brought it back. That's the full thing.
That's the full thing?
Yeah, and typically someone says, you know, curiosity killed the cat when you're trying to investigate something or, you know, or just trying to look into something.
That's not one of the 14. I'm sorry.
No. I'm just speaking. Oh. Yes. I'm speaking on my own terms now. We can stop this.
The origin, real quick, I'll just wrap this one up.
Boring me to death now.
The English Navy used to use a whip called Cat-O-Nine Tails for flogging. The pain was so severe that it caused the victim to stay quiet for a long time. Another possible source could be from ancient Egypt, where liars and blasphemers' tongues were cut out and fed to the cats. What a treat for the cats.
Wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
This is great. Let's just finish up the show with all of this. Anyways.
No, you know what? That one is pretty good, too.
Yep.
I was wrong. The cat got your tongue, I guess.
Let's just do this one real quick, because this one's weird.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I never heard that
I've one. Heard that one. Yes,
what
I have.
What the hell does that mean?
I've heard of that one.
What does that mean?
Kind of like, don't, for example, when couples are getting divorced and they want to include the children in the middle of the dilemma.
Okay, so don't get rid of valuable things along with the unnecessary ones. That's what their meaning is.
Okay. Well, I heard that in that type of context. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
The origin.
In that context.
You won't believe this one.
Okay.
In the early 1500s, people only bathed once a year. I believe it.
Yeah.
I do believe it.
People didn't really bathe every day.
Yeah. Not only that.
They kept their hair. Chameleon. They kept their hair. Chameleon, you should try that.
No, no, thank you. Not only that, but they also bathed in the same water without changing it. The adult males would bathe first, then the females. See? Men first, women last.
That is so gross.
No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? There is in Japan, a lot of people, to conserve water, they are using the same water they bathe in. That's the water they use to wash their clothes in the washing machine. So like filtrates. They're creating these apartments with, you know, trying to be eco-friendly and so on and conserve water. I think it's pretty gross, though, because it's dirty water. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I feel a certain kind of way about that.
Want me to finish it off?
No, I don't. Okay. But I know that you really want to, so go ahead.
Yeah. So, the adult males would bathe first, then the females, leaving the children and babies to go last. By the time the babies got in, the water was clouded with filth. The poor mothers had to take extra care that their babies were not thrown out with the bathwater. Interesting.
Wait, what? So
were you not paying attention?
I wasn't. So their babies would literally be thrown out?
No. So the poor mothers had to take extra care that their babies were not thrown out with the... Oh, yes. Thrown out with the bathwater, yeah. So they had to make sure, because it was so clouded with filth, they didn't even know that the babies were in there. And they were like, all right, let's just toss this water out. Wee!
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
That is just insane. I can't believe these things ever happened.
I mean, bad times.
I can't even believe that this actually happened. It really does blow my mind.
Yeah.
But, okay, so... You actually came back with a terrible sunburn from Reno.
Yeah, I went out to the pool.
The top of your back was like tomato red.
Mm-hmm.
I had to put coconut oil on that. is just to heal your skin. It was really terrible. Yeah. I've never seen anything.
I don't know
like
if any of you guys did this. Let me just tell you real quick of like how the whole day went. You know, okay. So the first day stayed over with my aunt, and then the next day I got a room. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny. I was going to meet my uncle and the family members, and it's a funny story. You're going to laugh. And so
okay,
I go.
I'm waiting for it.
And they were going to go to this old bar. It was called the Saloon or something like that. It was an old bar, but and it's in Genoa, Nevada. And
what you call me?
Genoa. Genoa? You don't know it. It's Genoa. And so I was going to meet him over there after the pool. That's you know when I got all sunburned. I didn't even know I was sunburned after the, you know, going out into the pool.
Yeah, you don't know.
And I get into my room, I get all situated and this and that, and I go out into the balcony and I open, because there's a door that opened. It's not a sliding, it's the door. I open up and I close it and I usually check it. I'm like, all right, I'm making sure it's all good. And I did that, but apparently it was a weird, it didn't, but basically I got locked out.
Okay.
I got locked out. So I was in out in the balcony. Locked out. I couldn't go back into the room.
Oh, my God.
So I was, like, flagging people down. Some of them were ignoring me. They were like, who's this crazy guy in the balcony?
Who's this idiot?
Who's this weirdo?
Walk away.
Yeah.
Let's ignore him.
Let's just ignore him. You know, he's probably, like, you know.
Drunk.
Drunk.
What
and
if you...
I had to take off all my clothes and use it as a rope.
You're lying.
To get down to the roof and then climb back down. To say, hey, so I'm butt naked in the lobby.
You're not butt naked.
And I'm like, cupping myself. And I'm like, hey, this is kind of weird. I understand. I know what you're probably going to say. But I got locked out in my balcony and I had to get down. No one was paying attention to me. I had to get and let you know that I need access back into my room. So I'm like this guy. He has the he's the key holder. This dude, all tattoos, you know, and he's like looking at me. I'm looking at him. He's looking at me down there. And I'm looking at him. He's like, hey, my eyes are up here. And it was just very awkward. I'm like, thanks, man. My white ass just blinding him. And it was just so funny. It was amazing. It was so crazy.
Why did you have to take off your
trunks?
No
one was paying attention to me. And I had to get to the saloon so I can have some beers with my
family. But I don't understand.
That was very important to me. So, I got to do what I got to do.
What was very important was the beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
But I don't understand what you're saying. You had to go down to the roof?
So, I'm up on the third floor.
Okay, but the roof is up.
You said
go down to the roof.
It's okay. The roof on the top, but yeah. It's like this other rooftop before you get down towards the
the
lobby. You know where people park, the valet parking spot. There's like that little
rooftop. That's a canopy,
something like that. Okay, canopy. Sorry, yeah, the roof.
That's not the roof.
Okay, not the roof.
No.
Okay, sorry, but okay. It is like some type of canopy.
Yes. Okay, I get it. I get it.
Yeah, you got it.
But how did you? Climb.
Don't ask me how.
No, how did you climb? You have to explain.
I give thanks to what's his name, Bear Grylls, the guy on the show documentary where he goes out to the wilderness and he teaches you how to survive.
Oh my gosh,
the Bear Grylls.
So he taught you how to.
He taught me how to use your own clothes as a rope to climb down and survive. I had to survive.
Did you care to say, hello, help me? You didn't speak up?
I was flagging people down. Hello, help me. They thought I was a crazy drunk guy. I'd be like, help me, I'm drunk.
See what I mean? Society
today. They don't
pay
attention.
This is what's wrong with society. You made that whole thing up.
I made it up.
It was... See, you had me believe it for a minute.
I had you believe I was telling the truth, but I was lying.
It was chameleon news.
That's your
news.
Goof.
It was chameleon news.
Chameleon news. No, I end up flagging someone down.
We do
down,
that sometimes.
And a couple people, and they're like, okay, what room are you? I'm like, shoot, what is my room? I don't know my room number. I'm on the third floor. Just get the manager or whatever to come out, and she knows exactly where I'm at. Please help me.
Okay, I'm glad you did get some help.
Yeah, someone helped me out.
All right.
And they broke through. They had to break through the, because I deadbolted it. I'm always very protective of my room.
Oh my gosh.
So I deadbolted it. It's not just a regular lock. I deadbolted it and everything. Oh, so they had to undo that.
Rescue me.
I was very thankful.
Get the jaws of life.
Yeah, basically. And I was like, oh, thank you so much.
This is a good story.
It was very funny. So I end up going over to try to get the beers, and then they were just on their way out. I never got to drink.
Hang guys, on. I'm here.
Oh, we're about to leave right now because the wedding's going to start pretty
soon.
That is
so sad. Oh.
Like, well, my uncle helped me out with a beer, and he's like, here. This one's on me. I end up playing some pool with this guy, and he won. But it was a close call, though. It was like we were both fighting against the eight ball. It was good.
Hey, you used to be in the pool society. Oh, no. Pool association.
I was in a cult called the pool society.
No, what was it called?
It was the amateur pool association.
Amateur pool association.
But we were like professionals.
Yeah.
Amateurs.
That's cool. But
getting into the professional side. Got to meet a lot of great people, though, in the who are professionals.
You know, I remember on our first date, we went to Venice Beach and then we did some pool, right? Because you told me about that.
Yeah, it's called billiards.
Okay, whatever. And
get it right, because people think, oh, you guys were out in the pool?
Billiards.
Okay.
Okay. We went to play pool. I didn't say we went to play in the pool. And I remember I was testing you, and I did this where I was like, okay, I'm going to ask him to show me how to play pool, but not so that, because I wanted to see if you were going to do the
thrust and
that stupid thing that douchebags do. Like, oh, let me show you how to play.
You how to
and
work
they get
this
behind
stick,
you.
Baby.
Yeah.
See, and what you want to do here is you want to spread your legs nice and wide. And what you're going to do is you're going to thrust and kind of do this movement here.
Gross.
Yeah. And you're going to hit the ball. Oh, yeah. Just hit it. Mmm. Yeah. Hit those balls. Thrust that stick. Oh.
Okay,
oh.
Stop it.
Oh, sorry. He's getting a little excited.
He's getting a little too much, okay?
No, I did not do that.
I know you didn't. Exactly my point. Okay. So I was testing you. You were, and I was testing you because I was like, if he's like this, he's going to do that typical thing. But I didn't want that, you know? But it was just a test.
And what girl doesn't want that, you know?
No, because there are some that don't mind. A lot don't mind. Especially, you know, like those, like slutty, like, hey, how do you play? How do you hold this stick thingy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, and I was just like, oh, so how do you play? How can you show me how to play? But I was testing you, and you weren't like that.
Yeah.
You actually did show me properly.
Professionally how to hit.
And I was like,
and all you did
right,
very well. You hit
right.
some balls.
I did.
Yeah. Didn't really go in the hole, but it. You did hit him. You know,
it
most
was very
of them,
close.
They scratch. They, you know, which is where the pool stick doesn't connect to the ball. It goes off to the side and you scratch and you're like, oh, it slips. And
but for a first timer,
it's
very good.
Yeah. Embarrassing when that happens, especially. And it's happened to me like a couple times because, you know, you're learning and I'm being trained by the professionals. But there's a couple times where I would scratch like that. I would hit it, but I didn't make contact with the ball, the white ball, which is called the cue ball, and it would scratch, and I would like, it's so embarrassing when it's like you got to chalk up your stick basically so it makes good contact.
And yeah, and don't I asked that, you why do you chalk up the stick? That's why
you do it, baby.
Okay.
You chalk it up,
okay,
you know, you make it nice. All right.
This is the pool man. No, not the pool man. The billiard demon.
Billiards, yeah, no, I don't like that.
No, I don't like that. Okay, and then on your way back, tell me about that weird encounter, that those weird homes that you found.
Okay, so that's on really your way back, I'm not too sure where about it was, because, you know, there's a lot of different weird cities over towards, you know, when you're coming from Reno back to...
It was like Chilenko or something like that.
I have no, we'll say, Chilenko. Sure. And it was in this area, but when you're passing through on the, what is the freeway? What is it called? The
57.
What was it?
Is it 57?
Nope.
Okay, whatever it is.
Yep.
That highway.
There's this highway that you take.
Yeah, it passes through Bakersfield. It goes all
over the place. Yeah. Towards that way. So anyways, I was on there and it was very eerie. It wasn't just like, oh, there was like these old abandoned like homes. I was passing through and it was just kind of weird. They were broken down, just looked like it was haunted. And I just got that feeling when I was passing through, like, wow, I wanted to stop and kind of check it out, maybe go through the houses and kind of see, because it was all abandoned. But I just got this feeling, be like, no, just keep driving, passing by. Because if I would have stopped, who knows if some entity would have attached to myself.
Yeah.
And
if you would have gotten out.
Yeah. It wouldn't really like me too much. I'm sure it would have probably just.
No, you know what? There's stories like that where people have had terrible encounters. Terrible things happen inside their homes. Like they start hearing noises all of a sudden after they were, you know, being looky-loos and just being curious and went into a supposedly haunted place, haunted building.
Yeah.
So I do believe in that stuff because there's some wild stories out there. I remember this family, they were on my True Ghost Story. And they went to this like abandoned asylum, the teenagers, and then they went back to the house, of course. And like the following night, they started hearing noises, like everything started happening, boom, boom, boom. The dogs got sick, they died, they were seeing shadows. And this is a home that they lived in their whole lives, and nothing like that had ever happened before. And, you know, there's been so many stories like that that just kind of prove, these things can sometimes attach themselves to you and you got to be careful. But that's good that you just kept driving. That was probably intuitive. Your guardian angel. Yeah, your intuitive feeling just not to mess with that. Nope, I'm just going to keep driving. So that's good.
Yeah.
Good for you. And you said that it looked really creepy, like people had been locked up in there, you said?
Yeah, it was like this old prison-like type of feel. It was something like that. It was kind of weird. Yeah.
Weird. My goodness.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, I went over to Palm Springs to visit a good friend of mine. And we did, we're working on a few scripts right now. So a lot of good stuff. You know, the desert really gets the creative juices flowing. It's great.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And I had a great time and we started talking about, because we're in the desert, so it's perfect to talk about bizarre stories. But over towards 29 Palms, if you keep driving, there's a point where there's just like a bunch of weird people where they kind of all have lost their minds. So, I know, it's like right now, you're just kind of like, but I remember the story. I heard about it on Coast to Coast AM.
George Norrie,
who he frequents over to Joshua Tree. He's a great radio host. And there's a story about a hitchhiker over in Death Valley. He gets into a car with these girls, right? These two women. And they take him to their mobile home. That's where they fix him something to eat.
Yeah.
And next thing he knows, he wakes up. He's tied down.
Yeah.
It's nighttime. Mm-hmm. He's out in the desert and he's tied down to what appears to be in the center of a pentagram.
Oh, no.
And there are these people around him having like an orgy with a man, like it looked like a male figure wearing a cloak, a red cloak.
Weird.
And they were going to sacrifice him. But when they got distracted, because obviously they were very distracted, suddenly he was able to escape because the dumb chicks left his boots on. So they didn't really like tie him up. You know what I mean? Like that's how he was able to get loose. And he ran and ran and he still had his boots on. And everyone else was naked, right? Like I said.
Yeah.
So they couldn't catch up to him because their feet couldn't keep up with the terrain.
Yeah.
Only him. And he was also naked, unfortunately. And he just ran and ran and ran up towards the hills until and he just, you know, he kept running, kept running. All of a sudden, he finally stopped. He looked back and he could see the fire because there was a fire. It was still going on. He could barely see it. But he finally reached civilization. And, you know, he went to the authorities, all that. They went back to investigate and they couldn't find these people. And that's the scariest thing. Like, these people are still out there. They're still out there. They never got caught.
Yeah. Interesting.
And they did serve him baked beans.
Like baked beans.
Yeah, so next time, if you
running
live in the desert.
Running with baked beans in you? Oh, no. That is a disaster waiting.
No, next time, if you live in the desert, and you're at a Walmart, and someone's buying baked beans, you better think twice about what they are going to do with those baked beans.
Because yeah, if you see a guy in a cloak buying some baked beans.
It's not good.
It's not a good sign.
It's just bizarre stuff. I mean, people.
How bizarre.
It is very strange, in not a good way, okay? Just very sick, very devious. And then you have, you know, a movie like Ma, right? That movie Ma.
Yeah,
it's like sort of a horror flick where this woman, you know, she kind of like wants to fit in with the kids, with the teenagers. And, you know, she kind of, you know, wants to mess around with them and she buys them booze and all that. But you know what the scariest story, the scariest part about that story film, about that plot, is that I knew someone who actually in high school, she was a mother and she would wear lingerie. Skimpy, disgusting animal in front of teenagers. Isn't that disgusting, Chameleon?
Yeah.
It's just, odd. It's pathetic. It's a scum of the earth. What are you thinking? I mean, this woman is not a dignified woman. She's not a dignified or respected mother. Okay, it's like, what are you doing? Who in their right mind does that?
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Only someone who is sick in the head, just like the lady in Ma, you know, the character in Ma.
Yeah.
That's the scariest part about that horror film is that, you know, there really are women like that.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure they're around there, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah, they're around. Mm-hmm, Chameleon, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Disgusting. Anyways, moving on.
Yeah. Any stories we
cat,
got today?
Cat got your tongue?
Cat got my tongue.
Cat got your tongue.
Yeah.
So here's a really switching gears here. Meow, meow. To, okay, so Cristela Alonso, who is a, she was on, she had her own show on ABC, Cristela, simply titled Cristela. She's a comedian. She was the first Latina to be, you know, director, writer, creator, so forth, and starring in her own show. Cristela Alonso, she has her Netflix special now streaming, Lower Classy, which is pretty funny. Now, a few days ago, she was stopped. She posted this at the airport by the TSA. For carrying a bottle of spice. A bottle, it's this type of spice ingredient that you add to foods like, you know, fruit, whatever. It's called, it's a Spanish type of spice to add flavor. Tajin It's pronounced Tajin, or in English, Tajin. And apparently, it had to be tested because it just looked too suspicious for the TSA. And some of her fans commented, you know, like, why didn't you just, like, drop that, throw away that bottle, get yourself a new one? And she responded saying, yeah, but I paid money for it. Like, it's my bottle. It's my Tajin bottle, damn it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's pretty funny. I mean, this is what, you know, the TSA is paid to do.
So, did they find out that it was actually cocaine?
No, it was just the spice. It was the spice.
It was actually spice. Hey, you know what? But they're just doing their job.
They're just trying to find out,
and they're trying to be safe to make sure that it's not some type of bomb material or, you know, some type of drug or anything, you know?
Yeah.
They can put bombs in anything. A spice bottle, you name it.
Listen, if someone wants to blow up a plane, they're going to do it.
Yeah. Let's not say blow up and plane in the same sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. If someone wants to do something,
it's very sensitive
to a plane that might go boom, boom, they're going to do it. Okay. Is that better? All right. It's just, you know, the real threat is orchestrated crime, you know, real crime that is much more, it's not just like some nut doing some suicide bomb on his own, you know.
Yeah.
It's like when it's really orchestrated and plotted out.
Well,
you know, and The Enemy Within, that's a good show. It's right now it's on hiatus, so.
Oh no.
It's on hiatus, but it's a great show.
So I recommend for you guys, you guys are listening, to please, I'm promoting this right now, okay? William Painter. They're called The Hook. And it comes in a nice case. Very nice. And the glasses are really cool. Now, they're made of titanium. Okay? They're very sturdy.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And they look great. They look cool. And they have this hook on the temples, they're called. These are called the temples, if you didn't know that. On your sunglasses that go around your ear, they're called temples. And
I did know.
You didn't know that? Okay, mm-hmm. Good. I thought you just might think of, they're called little things that go around your ear. I don't know. The thingamajigs that you say.
Thingamajig? The whatchamacallit. I say whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit. There you go. Well, these ones have this hook, and it's really cool because the hook purpose is for multiple different things, okay? But one of them is you can open up a beer bottle for someone. So I was doing that at the wedding. you know, I was just opening up beer bottles for everybody, going out of my way. I was like, hey, let me get that for you.
Showing off your skills.
Yeah, and I'm like putting on the glasses back on, and I'm like, yeah, baby, what's going on? Just talking to myself, calling myself baby, but... It was really cool. These glasses are really nice.
You know, a lot of men from New York, also, they call each other baby.
Yeah, check it out.
Hey, baby.
WilliamPainter.com. And it was very weird because I was going on YouTube checking out something, a video, and it popped up. And I was like, these are pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Click. And I bought them.
And it can withstand a car running over them.
Yeah, you can do a lot of different things.
Why don't we put that to the test?
Yeah, we're going to put it to the test. I'm actually going to make some videos regarding that and
put it up on
willingpainter.com.
Yeah.
And also on our website, strangechameleonshow.com.
It'll be ready on the next episode. And also on the next episode, we're going to have a very special guest.
Ooh, who is it?
Should we say?
The name. Okay.
You're so funny.
I don't know who it is.
The name is Houdini.
Oh, okay. Didn't he die a long time ago?
No.
I don't know. He's coming back.
He's coming back next week.
Okay. All right. I'm interesting of how he looks.
The new Houdini, the new and improved.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that. Well, we have a quick game we would like to play. It's a trivia game. Would you like to play?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't see so much excitement coming out of you, so I was just like, I don't know, do you want to play it or not?
Well, do you?
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I saw that you were getting it ready, so I was like, my mind, I said, okay. I agreed in my mind. I guess you didn't read my telepathic thoughts. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
These are the generic type of trivia questions that you should already know.
Okay.
And some of them are, to be honest.
So you're going
to
make me feel really guilty.
I did not know some of these. I'm just saying, I just don't follow. But let's see how good you are.
All right, let's see.
All right.
Uh-oh.
So if you get it wrong.
I got to do a handstand.
You got to do a handstand, but we're not on Facebook Live. So.
Well, I wasn't going to do a handstand anyways.
All right. I'll just throw something at you. All right.
Even better.
Which of the following is the lowest prime number? Do you know your prime numbers?
The lowest prime number. I did know this about a year ago, actually. How can I focus now?
That's wrong.
Okay.
That is incorrect. Did you have an answer? People can't tell sign language. What is...
No.
Two?
No.
Wrong.
No. I don't know it.
Okay. Seven.
Okay, seven.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a prime number is basically that it's either one that you can't break down anymore, basically. Like, you can't break down seven any more than that. You can do 12, right? You can do six.
You can't break down one.
Exactly. That's why it's a prime number. So one would be a prime number. Five.
Damn it. I was thinking
seven.
One.
Okay. That can only be by itself. One
that's
or
right.
by
that's
itself.
That's right. That's right. It's all coming back.
All right. Number two. You're on a great start.
This is a good refresher course.
What fictional planet is the character Superman from?
Krypton.
That is correct. Yes.
What do I get?
The next question.
Okay.
What does the A stand for in NATO?
Oh, I know this one.
Don't.
Okay, sorry. The chameleon got mad.
It's very sensitive. This table of mine. Studio production here.
Armed?
That is wrong. Yep.
What does it stand for?
Atlantic.
Atlantic.
Cat got my throat. Went down the wrong pipe. The cat did. I choked.
Okay, go ahead.
A follow-up, though. What does the NATO stand for? What does NATO stand for?
No, I don't know this one.
Our Northern Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Organization.
Formed in 1949. Okay, here we go.
In other words, fascism. Okay,
that's
go ahead.
Right. Who preceded Kim Jong-un as supreme leader of North Korea?
No, I don't know this one. Okay, I know it was his father.
Let me give you the... Is it? I'm going to give you the question or the answers in a multiple choice. You have to guess which one. Sorry, I should have mentioned that before.
Ugh.
But you answered one of them correctly, but... All right, here we go. Is it Kim Jong-il?
Put up with.
B, Wang Pong Sol. C, Come On Sung Young Wang.
Oh my gosh. I feel like you just made that last one up.
You never know.
I would
these
have
days.
To say A.
Kim Jong Il.
Yeah.
That is correct. Okay. That is correct. All right. This is one. You used to be a doctor or a nurse, right? Yeah. A nurse. Okay.
No, I didn't. I was going to become a nurse. Right. I worked
you should
for
know
a
this
doctor.
One.
Okay.
What blood type is known as being universal in that it can be transfused to almost any patient? Is it A, AB negative, B, AB positive, C, O negative?
Almost universal, O negative.
That is correct.
Yay!
Yes. All right.
Are we out of time?
We got one more.
One more, okay.
All right. How many hearts does an octopus have? This is interesting. I didn't know this. Is it A, 1, B, 3, C, 4?
I think it's 4.
And
it's 3.
3. They have 3 hearts.
Wow.
So many tentacles and everything. You got to like pump all that going on or something.
That's,
you know,
fascinating. You know what? They're very smart.
Yeah, they are very smart. Well, that's the end of our show.
I want an octopus now.
I want a baby octopus, too.
I know.
You know.
Teach it to get you a beer and make you a sandwich.
Exactly. I know, for sure. Can you imagine just being there, just getting everything? Doesn't even have to leave the couch.
I know.
All right, thank you all for listening to The Strange Chameleon Show. Remember, if you can't hold your beans for very long, damn on!
Have a strange night. Have strange dreams.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will, be entertained.